Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. Hey, Team Debt Free, fair warning, these minutes, quote unquote, are going to go a little longer than usual. Planning for financial freedom takes a little time. So I interviewed Todd Tressiter, the money mentor, a while ago, and he said that most people never achieve financial freedom because they don't have a plan to. Well, we're not most people. So we've identified and clearly articulated what financial freedom looks like. I told you that the high water mark for us is $10,000 a month. To get there, we looked at our expenses, savings, and investing goals, and entertainment. I wonder if I'll ever get tired of traveling. Probably not. That's the number that we figured would make it possible for us to maintain the lifestyle that we want beyond W-2 income. So what does financial freedom look like in your household? To keep our expenses low, I want to pay off my house. See, earlier this year, Aja and I were talking about our FIRE goals, and Aja McClanahan was my guest Monday, so please check out the interview with Aja if you haven't. She was catching us up on her current gut renovation project that she's working on. So she's at the beginning stages, and her renovation loan is about $130,000. She's working hard and believing God to have this project paid off in 1 year. So I journaled after kind of talking with her about that I don't have faith for a one-year house payoff. And I don't know if that says something about me, but I can definitely see 5 years. Like, that made sense in my mind. So for my next house, and we've been looking for probably a couple of years now, and the only one house that I really cared about was so far out of the realm of realism in terms of just the expense and upkeep and stuff like that. My community is really expensive, and the houses are ones that I don't really care for, probably because of the price. Anywho, I was actually talking to my mom, and she wondered what it would take to build new. I never thought about that. So I started some preliminary research, and that's where I came up with the $500,000 figure. Although I don't want to finance that for the next 30 years. So I journaled that I had faith to conceive of the idea of buckling down and paying something like this off in 5 years. Well, a few months later, a couple of friends of mine, Ty and Talib McNeely, they are the founders of His and Her Money, they announced that they had paid off their house in 5 years. Well, what do you know? Maybe 5 years was too easy. That's where the 3-year stretch faith project was born. Now let me just take a minute to reflect on how important it is to surround yourself with people who are moving in the same direction. Upgrade anyone? Another girlfriend of mine is talking about moving into one of her apartments in a 3-unit building so that she can sell her current place and take a sledgehammer to her consumer debt. These are the kinds of influences that are filling my head, and it really does make an impact who you surround yourself with. All right, so let's get back to the conversation I had. We are not starting from zero. I know 500 seems like a big number. Between the equity we have in all of our real estate holdings, current saving, and potential saving over the next 3 years, I started a new, like an actual new out of the home job, basically, but we are still planning to live on one income so we can sock everything else from that job into savings. We could theoretically amass $300,000 in the next 3 years. So obviously that still leaves us with a deficit of $200,000, but that's where we have the faith stretch project. I believe God's word. In Psalms 37, he tells us to trust him, to delight ourselves in him, and that he will grant us the desires of our heart. Scripture also reminds us that we don't have because we don't ask, or we ask with the wrong motives. So I am praying for this project. I am praying for this desire, praying that it lines up with God's will for our family. Scripture also tells us that if what we're praying for is God's will, then we know what we ask of him we have. I know the Lord wants us to be lenders and not borrowers. And so if I believe that he strung this world together with a word, I don't have any problems believing that the Lord can help us pay cash for new construction for a home by 6/2021. So to make everything else shake out, I'm going to need some divine intervention. But that's the plan, or at least part of it. So I'll share the concrete steps that we're taking to make sure that $300,000 in 3 years isn't just a pipe dream. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Remember, all of this is made a little more conceivable because we eliminated debt first. Thanks for tuning in, Team Debt Free. Have a great money day.